Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation will begin balloting members for strike action today over what it terms severe staffing gaps in various acute hospitals across the country. Staff have been raising concerns that the shortages are impacting their ability to deliver safe services across a number of areas, including cancer, palliative, paediatric and rehab care. And for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Phil Ni Hay, who is General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So there have been a number of local protests by nurses and midwives over recent weeks. So can you just outline for us what the main concerns are?
Well, nurses, midwives and all other healthcare workers have been protesting. This is a joint union campaign to just show the opposition to the manner in which the HSE are dealing with recruitment and retention. As you know, a moratorium was introduced last year, which cut numbers and made it very difficult to recruit when it's needed. For example, in nursing and midwifery, it takes about 6 months from a post becoming vacant to get it filled. When you introduce a moratorium, you delay that further. So we had a gathering of our members on Saturday here in Dublin from all over the country, and they're saying that process has now been extended out to about 12 months. So that means you're carrying vacancies for much longer. What the HSE have done is they have also introduced a very tight regime in order to get approval to fill. So in other words, the director of nursing in any location, community, hospital, doesn't have any authority anymore to say, look, I have a vacant post, here's somebody who's interested in coming to work here. They have absolutely no authority to make that appointment.
Is this the pay and number strategy?
Yeah, that's what the HSE are calling it, and they're describing it as, you know, a control to ensure that they stay within their budget. They've issued a fairly detailed circular. But it's interesting to us, and it's I suppose appalling to our members, that they don't mention patient safety once within the circular. They mention staying within your budget. They put in place very detailed accounts of how you do that, where you get the permission. But they never mention patient safety. All of our measurements in nursing and midwifery are based around patient safety. In other words, as a profession that is, I suppose, critical in ensuring patients are safe when they come to our services. Mm-hmm. We have our measurements based on the patient acuity, based on how many patients appear, and then the set number, that is government policy actually, tells you how many nurses you should employ.
Well, government policy also is that the HSE should try to stay within their budget and avoid the overruns that we've seen in recent years. I mean, we've had a statement from the HSE, Phil, this morning on this, and they say that as of August, just gone, there were nearly 28,000 more staff working in the health service than there were at the beginning of 2020. That's a 23% increase in the workforce. And that includes 9,375 additional nurses and midwives.
Yeah, and I've heard them say that. I've heard the minister say it. I've heard the Minister for Public Expenditure say that. But that figure is disputed. And actually, the HSE have agreed with us because they include student nurses, for example, in that figure. They also include the 417 posts in nursing that were subsumed into the HSE because the minister rightly changed the status of hospices from Section 39 to Section 38. Also, we know that when you go back to 2019, we did not have sufficient numbers that time to meet our population growth. We know that, for example, the population in Ireland has grown by 21%. And since between 2006 and 2022, but our nursing figures have only grown by 12. We know that to keep pace with the demand, you need a minimum of 2,500 net increase in your nursing posts every single year, nursing and midwifery, and we're not meeting that. By our estimation and by our calculation, over the same period, we've had a growth of just 689 net nursing figures a year.
Mm-hmm. So what will you be asking your members to decide?
Well, our members that met here on Saturday are really, like, what they tell us, for example, in areas where you should have 10 nurses delivering palliative care, they now have 3. In areas where midwives should have a responsibility in maternity hospitals of no more than 29.5 mothers, there's serious concerns about that figure now approaching 40 in some cases. There are situations where on the out of hours and night duty, there are serious deficits in staffing. And maternity leave in general, and we're a female-dominated profession, the measurement is in and around 3% of the workforce is on maternity leave at any one time, which is a huge block of people who are not available to work, but they are recorded on the census.
Mm-hmm.
And our members tell us they're not replaced at all. So, I mean, that means you're working short all of the time.
Right.
What our members are saying to us is that requires then they have to work short, but they are also bound by their code to provide safe care.
Okay,
and they're saying that's not happening.
So what is the question that you're asking in the balloting process?
We're asking them to agree to ballot for industrial action up to and including the withdrawal of labour. And FORSA trade union are asking the same question, and other trade unions that represent workers in the health service are at different stages. But it is likely that all unions in the health service will be asking the same question.
All right. And the outcome will be known in a short enough period of time. So we could be looking at action in the high pressure winter period.
Well, it depends on the outcome of the ballot. It is up to members whether they agree to take this action or not. If Saturday's meeting that we held with our representative is anything to go by, they're absolutely terrified that they will not be able to provide safe care.
Okay.
And it is unfortunate that it is down to the workforce again to say, to blow the whistle and say, you know what, this is unsafe. This is the wrong strategy. We need to do better. And that's why we're calling, for example, for HICWA to be given legislative power to determine what is the appropriate safety critical measurement of staff that is required.
Okay,
not the employer.
All right. And the HSE said to us this morning it's regrettable that the unions have given notice of protests and of their intention to ballot. Phil, we need to leave it there. Phil Nihay from the INMO, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Still to come in the next hour, the inquiry into the Salisbury Novichok poisoning gets underway today. We'll have the latest on that. Physicist Dr. Shane Bergen will tell us about the hard-working appliances that we rely on in our homes. We'll also have retrofitting experts here from the SEAI, and they're going to take your questions on heat pumps, insulation, and more importantly, the grants available to pay for them. So you can contact us on our WhatsApp number, which is 0870 32 32 32. Coming up next, how to find out whether your personal details are floating around on the dark web.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.